Hello, welcome to the 11th episode of the Dragon's Pen, podcast about fantasy writing, sci-fi writing, and other genre-specific writing. My name is Martin, I'm a fantasy writer myself, and I have spent years attending and leading workshops, working with aspiring writers to help them understand how to improve their texts. I thought I might share my experience and give you some advice on how to develop your world, build your own stories and characters, and help you write your fantasy or sci-fi saga. So, let's get to it. Name of this week's episode is No Service, and I will be talking about cell phone coverage in your books, obviously. Remember literally any horror movie you ever saw when the tension starts to mount and one of the characters is not a complete idiot, pulls out the phone and detail shows a glowing no service message. Oh no, how are we going to get out of this one? Well, I used a horror movie as an example, but this is sort of a thing that could be found in a lot of genres. Literature and basically we will be talking about obvious solutions to certain situations that are just swept off the table for the sake of drama. So, what is up with every single phone company seeing an abandoned creepy house and going, we are not covering that? You might have thought a million times watching such movie or reading such book, just get the hell out of there, character, problem solved. That is exactly the issue. Character uses a cell phone and bam, movie over, right? Or is it? Let's take a closer look at the seemingly easy to solve situations made impossibly harder to escape by removing one simple thing from the equation. Okay, so let's start with a well-known example of phone not working all of a sudden in the horror movies. Well, obviously, phones make our lives so much easier these days. It would be a shame if you called the cavalry in the first act of the movie and, you know, end the horror movie there. Would you? Take a fantastic example of the movie Aliens, the sequel to the Alien. Think about it for a minute. The first movie, The Alien, is creepy and claustrophobic because there is no way for the crew to call for help. But the second movie, the Space Marines are the help. The movie Aliens is pretty much what would happen if the crew of the Nostromo in the first movie did manage to call for help. Aliens is all about the cavalry arriving, yet it's still very entertaining, scary, claustrophobic, and really comes out as an ultimate badass despite all the soldiers around her. So why couldn't a teenager call for help when being pursued by a killer around a friend's cabin, right? Okay, there might be some movies that play around with this idea. Policemen are called and then killed instantly upon arrival, or they turn out to be a part of the evil conspiracy that is there to kill the teenagers, or, you know, something. So, how does this translate to a fantasy or sci-fi text? Maybe you are not writing a horror, so why should you care at all? Well, as many other things I talked about in this podcast, it is not just about this particular situation. It is the concept of the situation that really, you know, works as a mistake within your story. The entire problem is actually happening between the reader and the text in these sort of situation. The problem is not the situation being not dire enough, but rather the reader coming up with a solution before your character does. Or even worse, your reader coming up with a better solution than your character. That is just plain awful to read through the text, like, just do that already and you are done. And it is very bad for your text, well, obviously, and for your characters. Handling any dangerous situation for your character with this sort of no-service approach is sort of a shortcut. Just, you kind of forbid your character from, you know, taking an easy solution. Even having a police arrive just to die instantly sort of a shortcut as well. Here's what really happens between your reader and your text when a character tries to call for someone and can't. Calling for help is an obvious solution that makes a lot of sense. It is pretty much a normal solution for most of us. If I was attacked at the cabin I'm staying in, I am not hanging that phone ever. I am on the phone non-stop while the killer pursues me. So when there is an obvious solution to the situation your characters end up in, and your readers figure it out, and your characters don't or can use the solution, it does two very bad things for your text and your characters. Firstly, writing genre literature, or literally any storytelling, is a lot about immersion. You want your readers to be in the story with the characters. The no-service approach tends to really break this immersion. You want your world to feel as real as possible. Of course, it makes readers dive deep into your story. But when there is no service, it really breaks the immersion because the world all of a sudden works differently from our real world. I mean, sure, there is never 100% phone coverage, but you know, there are different providers. You know, one character might have a service, the other one not. And people just have a way of just, you know, running up the hill until there is a service. Having no phone coverage is, in real world, usually a very solvable problem. It's just something we handle. The other thing that happens is your readers being frustrated with the character, which, you know, makes sense. You don't want the main character you are reading about to be a complete idiot. You want them to be the hero of their story, you know, usually. All of this leads to your text being frustrating to the reader and making them, you know, tense. And there's a huge difference between the tension in the story and the tension in your readers. You want them to feel the tension, of course, but, you know, if there's just a little bit of frustration involved in the tension you're creating, it is usually not the fun tension. It is the stressful one. It is, I want to finish this book because I'm being annoyed by it, as opposed to, I want to finish this book because I can't wait what happens. It's a huge difference, and you should capitalize on that. And when you frustrate your readers into reading further, it tends to, you know, discourage them from ever opening any text from you ever again. Let's go back to our example with the magic orphan Alex. I am not repeating the premise. Again, I'm sorry, just listen to the previous episode. As of now, episodes 10 and 11 have literally zero listens. So, you know, I mean, this episode will probably be a zero too. But at this point, I'm just talking to my computer for no reason. But you know what? I'm talking about writing, which I really love, so I'm okay with that. Okay, with that out of the way, we have Alex with mysterious mark or tattoo on his skin, presumably a magical one. The village is attacked, and it kind of makes sense. I should show at least a little bit of Alex's powers using the magic mark, you know, on his way to become a hero. What I do is, I provide Alex with sort of a cell phone by doing so. If Alex's magic tattoo can, let's say, make monsters attacking the village run away in pain, Alex has a simple solution for any situation in the future in which he encounters the monsters. Okay, maybe the first use of the magic tattoo does not go so great. He survive, the village is massacred, but the tattoo still manages to save Alex a little bit. Meaning next time he uses it, he pretty much gets a get-out-of-jail-free card, or a cell phone that can solve the situation. He faces the monster. A reasonable thing is to look at the mark and go, you know, abracadabra or something. And that can make a lot of aspiring authors actually pretty nervous. You know, they provided their hero with a cheat, pretty much. So they come up with quick fixes, like the magic tattoo does not work in certain places, Alex travels, or, you know, he encounters higher level monsters that are not so easily scared away. You know, stuff like that. And I get it. You don't want your hero to have a cell phone and solve any dangerous situation just, you know, like this. On the other hand, you don't want your hero to be a dummy that forgets they actually have a cell phone and can use it. Here is something aspiring authors tend to forget. When you call the police, they don't just magically appear in front of you all of a sudden. It takes time. You know, you have to kind of wait for the help to arrive. You have to survive until they arrive. Remember those levels in games where you have to protect this or that until reinforcements arrive? Timer appears on your screen and you go all out. Use all the healing you have, every single piece of ammunition. You go full Terminator. Then the timer reaches zero. You survived. The thing you were protecting is damaged, but, you know, still not destroyed. and you let out this hugely satisfying sigh of relief and slump in your chair. That is the emotion you are looking for. That is what you want your readers to feel. You know, it's something they can truly appreciate. It is much more satisfying than no simple or straightforward solutions allowed in this scenario. We are building tension. Thank you very much. There is a reason Indiana Jones is an archaeologist adventurer with a whip. I know that sounded random, but just hear me out. Indiana tends to end up in situations only people with deep knowledge of archaeology history, quick thinking, and a whip can usually solve. Sure, most of the Indiana's dangerous situation could have been easily solved by having a Terminator with a plasma cannon there instead of Indiana Jones. You call this archaeology? Enemies have been terminated. But the Terminator would clock a lot of Wikipedia time trying to pick the right grail, you know? That is pretty much a key. Sure, you can easily create a character for which Indiana's problems would be much less of a problem. But at the same time, you need Indiana Jones to be Indiana Jones to solve the archaeological mysteries. What I'm trying to say is, you, the author, own the world, own the characters, and, you know, you can create a situation that would be unsolvable for anyone, even with a cell phone, but your character. I can easily imagine a horror movie in which a character just smashes their own cell phone, going, I am to solve this myself. You know, why not? Okay, smashing the phone would be stupid, granted. But maybe the character looks at the display, sees there is a way to call for help, but instead of calling right away, the character just takes note. Okay, this is a place where I can use my phone, but they don't. They make a conscious decision to go back and fight. That could actually be a very powerful scene in your text, in which the character turns the page. They refuse to be hunted anymore. They are going to do the hunting, win, lose, or draw. And the character is okay with that. And therefore, the reader might be okay with that. You want your teenagers at the cabin not to call the police? Well, you know, instead of having your horror taking place in the 90s, move it to the 80s. No cell phones, no calling for help. Easy as that. So, Alex has a monster repulsing tattoo he can use at will. You put Alex on a boat heading towards a waterfall, and his cell phone is pretty much useless at this situation. It is fairly easy to create a dangerous situation for Alex that cannot be solved easily and be solved only by Alex. Let's see about the waterfall situation. Okay, the danger is there. He falls off a cliff, he dies. So, what would a normal person do? Well, check the map for the waterfalls when getting into a bone would be the first thing, really. But, you know, we skip that. But probably paddle to the shore, jump ship, try to hold on to a rock or something. You know, it all seems pretty sensible. No matter the current, you can still kind of just sort of, you know, change trajectory towards the shore at least a little bit. And okay, I own the world, I own the river, so I can ride the river so deep and so wide, there would be no way, or the waterfall appearing way too suddenly. But, you know, that would be another shortcut, wouldn't it? I'm just forbidding my character to use conventional methods to save themselves. It would be the no service approach all over again. We don't want that in our story. Okay, so we can limit Alex's access to the shore by having, let's say, monsters on the shore, right? Any other character would have an obvious problem with that. So why not have monsters jump into the water as well and try to attack the boat? That way, I can have Alex grab onto the one of the monsters, use the magic tattoo to scare it away, and Alex can hang on to the monster and use it to flee to the shore instead of fighting the current himself. He can do something only he can do. And apart from the problem of cliche waterfall obstacle in our story, this could be a nice action scene in which Alex realizes he needs to be a hero and follow his ancestry with the magic tattoo. He realizes he's the only one to deal with certain situations because he's the only one with a phone coverage. Many aspiring authors take these shortcuts because dealing with the entirety of the situation is just too complex. If you think about it, there is a huge number of solutions to any situation in fantasy or sci-fi. Alex can discover he can control water and just, you know, retrace the river. Or a powerful mage could stop time. A giant eagle can swoop from heaven, you know, stuff like that. How do you deal with that? How do you limit the, you know, solutions to any situation in a world that has no limitations? So authors take shortcuts. The current is too powerful, the riverbank is too far, the water is too deep, stuff like that. The thing is, not taking a shortcut can usually lead to new and interesting scenes, often more original, you know, than the one in which no service appears on character's phone. And there is an obvious way to limit the solutions for each dire situation. Your character can't swim. It was stupid not to learn when younger, but, you know, Alex was just always afraid of water. There you go. When you take the time to tailor the situation to your character, you can easily control the outcome nicely and avoid your character, you know, messing up the drama or missing a very obvious solution that is, you know, obvious even to the reader, or being forced not to use the obvious solution. The same dangerous situation would be solved differently by Indiana Jones, by the Terminator, and let's say MacGyver. Think about it. If the entire situation is the same, the only thing, you know, changing in the equation is the character itself. And all the characters would take different approach, defined simply by their skill set, experience, you know, strengths and weaknesses. This should be the same for Alex. There is no need for a shortcut if your character can create their own shortcut. And if your reader wouldn't guess the solution beforehand, it is all the more satisfying being surprised by, you know, how amazing your character is. You kind of want your readers to think, well, that's clever, I wouldn't have thought of that. It is an essential part of the whole hero thing. Hero should be unique in, you know, most cases. And part of that is, you know, their unique approach to situations and obstacles they encounter along the way on their adventure. If you take the no service approach, you are limiting your characters. And that's no fun. Let the characters limit themselves, simply by being true to themselves and, you know, ideally to their story as well. Maybe the character would not want to call for help anyway, or maybe the help would simply not be as effective as the character dealing with the, you know, this particular obstacle, or maybe the help wouldn't come to help this particular character. So if you are an aspiring writer and you are creating a dangerous situation, you know, an action scene for your character, be sure to take into account what would be, you know, what would a normal person do, and then think what would your character, and only your character, do to get out of danger. And rather than limit the outcome, present the only outcome that suits the character and your story. What would Alex do? Well, that really depends on Alex and his story. You know, not whether he does or does not have a phone coverage. That's it. Good luck with your writing, and hopefully you were at least a little bit inspired. Thank you for listening.